Six Nations elected council say that the annual Bread and Cheese Day celebrations will shift back to its regular routine after dealing with COVID-19 restrictions in recent years. The announcement was made during the May 1st General Finance meeting. Six Nations elected council outlined the funding that will go towards the event, stating that a total of $78,722.47 will be allocated to help purchasing the bread and cheese for the event by way of the Ottawa Trust Fund. Chief Mark Hill spoke on bringing the annual event back now that COVID-19 restrictions have been eased.
We've had a lot of challenges when it's come to bread and cheese, but one thing that I am proud of is we've never, ever canceled it. Tradition within our community. We've had to modify it in multiple years, from delivering it to homes, as we all know, to drive-throughs, to you name it, we've done it. So we've definitely had the challenges, and definitely do appreciate all of the volunteers that come and assist, especially over the number of years. And so we will definitely make that happen this year. I think this is going to be the first year that we're actually back to a full-on normal bread and cheese as we're used to it. And so that, I think, is going to help eliminate a lot of the frustration and confusion as well.
Chief Hill also detailed that Six Nations has had issues with some of the bread in recent years and have discussed purchasing from a different vendor. However, given the tight time frame, he is unsure if the vendor will change for this year's event.
We've been working as much as we can, so that we don't, because we had issues with our bread in the last couple of years. I'm sure our community has taken note. And so one of those is to switch the vendor of our bread. However, one of the local majority of the people who we've reached out to in terms of companies aren't able to fulfill that big of an order during that time, is to my understanding. And so that's left us with the one company who continues to, in my view, disappoint us with our order. And so we are very much under the, I guess, timeline of finding a new company to offset our displeasure with the bread we've received over the past years. We haven't necessarily had issues with the cheese in terms of the safeguarding, Audrey, on that point, but it's to look to a new vendor for a baker. And that's the challenge we're up against right now.
Wayne Stott's finance manager for Six Nations of the Grand River detailed how the Ottawa Trust Funds are able to be used for the event.
The Trust Fund, there is a principal balance that has remained static for a number of decades. I think it even predates my employment with Six Nations. And then there's the secondary piece is the interest earned on that principal amount, or that Trust Fund balance. Excuse me. So on an annual basis, the $72,000 is the interest that is earned on the trust fund in the last year. Historically, since there are no specific funds identified for the bread and cheese events, the interest on the trust fund has been allocated to that event. The funds are at the discretion, the interest is at the discretion of the council, so it can be utilized for whatever intended purposes that the chief and council deems appropriate.
Six Nations Bread and Cheese Day celebrations will take place Monday, May 22nd.